Take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth. Let your shoulders drop and let your jaw soften. Give yourself permission to be right here, just as you are. There's nothing to fix in this moment. There's only noticing and compassion. Now, gently say to yourself, I feel stuck, and that's okay. Let those words echo inside. Notice where you feel that sensation of stuck. Is it in your body, in your mind? If it's in your body, you can place a hand where it needs comforted and offer kindness to yourself overall. I'm allowed to feel this. I'm not behind. You are simply here, and here is enough. Attunement. Attune to your heart right now. What might this stuckness be trying to protect? Could it be fear of the unknown? A past hurt? A longing unfulfilled? Maybe a part of you is afraid of making the wrong choice. Some personalities, especially introverts, process deeply. This can be a beautiful strength. But when the nervous system is overloaded, decision fatigue can rise. And perfectionism may try to take over as a false protector. It's okay. You're just noticing. Let your breath meet that part, honoring that part of you that's trying to protect you, and let your nervous system rest for a moment. Reflection questions. How might this part of me be helping me stay stuck right now? How is this serving me? Is it keeping you from making a mistake? Is it a part of you that's saying, hey, I still need to grieve something that's happened? Or I need to look at that a little bit more, be gentle with myself. Are you telling yourself I need to be further ahead? When everyone goes their own pace, what is your pace? And that's okay. Am I afraid of ambiguity, or could ambiguity hold abundance for me? Do I feel pressure to know the perfect how or why before I act? These are good things, to have a good how and a helpful why. But what might happen if I gave myself permission to experiment and learn as I go? If I take this next step and then let that give you more information? Sometimes the movement brings the clarity. Is this something I want to do? Does this align with how I'm made, how I'm wired? Have you taken the time to understand how you're wired? Am I feeling in tune with my purpose and passion? Both of those together. And that's okay. That's good. That's going to hold you through the long haul, is combining that purpose and passion. Remember, it's okay if you need more clarity, but also clarity comes through action at times. Sometimes we discover what we want as we go, not just thinking if you tend to get stuck in analyzing. Take gentle, thoughtful steps forward, asking yourself, what kind of support or compassionate resourcing might I need as I move forward in this? And viewing it more as an experiment can help. You're looking for clues. Is this aligning with my genuine wiring and who I am, my gifts and talents? Using discernment as well as integrated with your passion, experience is fulfilling? Would a coach or counselor help ease the overwhelm or help in encouraging the next step? Do I need more emotional support? You are here right now for a reason. You're not late. You're not lost. Breathe in. Breathe out. I want you to feel that compassion towards yourself that He has towards you. He loves you. Let yourself feel safe in His arms. And when you're ready, ask Him for the next kindest step you can take today. What feels like the next kindest step you can take today? Then take it, dear one. He is right there with you. Always.